This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. John, yesterday we were cutting hay, and our son was on the tractor, and he heard this power steering hydraulic groan. So he shut off the tractor, and he called me over to the field where he was. I brought some hydraulic fluid and topped off the hydraulic fluid. Everything was fine. He was just groaning from being in the heat. Well, tractor wouldn't start. Why? Well, one of the battery terminals had failed. And I remember buying a set of two battery replacement clamps, battery terminals that you can just cut off the wire at the end of the terminal and put these on very quickly. I think they were about $2.95 when I bought both of them maybe 20 years ago. We had them, and within an hour and a half, the tractor was down the road over a mile away. But within an hour and a half, we were back in running. The point being, something as simple as a battery connection can shut down whatever you're doing. So there are a lot of things that, class, you need to learn about. You need to study about electricity, Ohm's law, you need to know about mechanics, gasoline and diesel, how machines work, how plants grow, and I suggest that you take the time while we still have the internet to learn as much as you can about as much as you can. Captain John Reagan?
For this next section, I'm going to concentrate on the first three and last four articles in the financial section. And it's something more and more amazing. It's never been more negative. And I tell you, I never, ever in all of my business classes had negative interest rates discussed. In fact, I think if I tried to punch that in my financial calculator, it says you're an idiot because you can't do that. Well, we now have more than $10 trillion worth of debt with negative interest rates. And why that's really critical, we've been talking about pension plans and how they're underfunded and they're not getting the rates of return they used to. Well, a lot of these plans have to invest in government debt. They have to invest in highly rated bonds. Some of them have specific percentages that they have to do. So when you get these bonds with negative interest rates, and let's just say it's a negative 1% for discussion purposes, the pension plans are expecting to make about 7.5 to 8% a year. So if you've got a good part of your portfolio making negative rates, for every dollar that you've got in that negative 1% category, you've got to have a dollar invested in something that's making at least 8.5 or 9% to make up for it. And when you do that, you're getting into more risky investments, which means that you can actually lose your principal, which means that that's even more to make up. It's bad enough not making a high enough interest rate, but to lose the investment itself, that's where you have to make impossible, outlandish returns. And let me just go ahead and move down to the third article, which is related to that. Puerto Rico takes a weird turn. Puerto Rico is now saying that $4.4 billion of its outstanding debt is unconstitutional, and therefore they don't owe it, and the bondholders will get nothing. We're sure that's going to go to court, but if that's upheld, it'll get interesting. And again, we have to look at the pension plans. A lot of Puerto Rican debt is owned within the United States, and a lot of that is probably inside of pension plans. So here you can have over $4 billion worth, which in the financial world is still a lot of real money. In the government la-la land, you know, they're into trillions now. But in real life, millions and billions still do count. So we're looking at over $4 billion that could disappear from pension plans, which would make that even more underfunded and accelerate the pension crisis.
John, I was thinking about these pension funds and hedge funds. And Hillary Clinton's son-in-law was involved in a hedge fund that had lost 90% of its investors' funds. And that firm is called Eagle Vale Hellenic Opportunity. And they said that they'd been incorrect on Greece, and it generated staggering losses. Now, who is this guy? Well, this guy, Hillary Clinton's son-in-law, his name is Mark Mezvinsky. He and two former colleagues from Goldman Sachs managed this fund, and they lost 90% of their investors' money. And to make it even worse, the son-in-law of Hillary Clinton never said, you know, I'm really, really sorry. So why would anybody trust anybody with their funds that like that? Why would anybody do that? And it gets back to, if you don't have it, if you can't control it, if you can't reach out and touch it, you can lose it. And that's what happened. So I wouldn't even consider doing an investment like that. Would you, John Reagan?
I stopped trusting the professional's opinion 20 or 30 years ago, and started learning how to do it myself.
Yeah. Okay. What's next?
Well, factory orders have been screaming for a long time now. They've been down for 18 consecutive months, and this has never happened before in United States history without the economy being in a recession. And there's a reason why we're not in a recession. It goes back to the recalculation of GDP that was instituted, I guess, almost a year ago now. And with that recalculation, you almost have to subtract 3% from that to get to what the GDP would have been without that change in calculation. Given that, you go back and look at GDP, which is where the judgment on recession is based. You have GDP contract for two quarters in a row. They then call that a recession. Well, if you start subtracting 3%, you'll see that the recession did start some time ago, but not officially. And there's other ways of looking at this, and let me go ahead and go down to the last article in Financial, It's About Time. And you might have heard me talk about, before the last expo, I did a calculation based on just three things, and that's income, which was based off IRS tax returns, government spending, and the debt service. Now, it's easy to see what interest is being paid. That's reported. I use a 3% number of the principal for debt service because I'm having to blend debt that never gets repaid, which is, you know, the big government debt. And then that's another factor in how fast things could happen. You know that we're basically going into debt roughly another $1 trillion every year, even though the budget says it's less than that. They have so much off budget that it still goes up considerably more. Well, they have to finance more than just that $1 trillion a year. They're very financed into short-term debt. So there's several trillions of dollars a year they have to keep on refinancing. And that's great up until the point where nobody starts buying your debt anymore. And when we hit that point, which is probably after the petrodollar dies, like I say, anytime Saudi could decide to change that, and talked about a couple of weeks ago, they're now paying contractors with IOUs. Things are financially bad for Saudi in their attack on American oil. So we can see the whole financial thing freeze up very quickly. But I did this calculation based on the current growth rates of debt service and government spending and how that eclipsed total income for the United States by 2020. And then I start backing up and said that, you know, based on what's happened, like the Weimar Republic, you look at other countries that have gone through this terminal phase before a collapse, and it looks like mid-2014 was the start with the negative interest rates and the deflation. And the chart that we're going to look at, which is the last chart in this article, when we get back, the peak in company margins, quarter three of 2014.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan is with us, and John, I was just looking at a report. by 2045, 29 years from now, this report, the Economic Times, says that about half of us, or robots will take over most jobs in the world. Robots will take over most jobs in the world by 2045, 29 years from now. And we can see it. We can absolutely see it. We talked about the drones at Walmart. We've talked about the you don't even need to have someone take an order for food. You just type it in. And even the Olive Garden is working on having a kiosk, a little handheld kiosk right there at your table, so that eventually you'll be able to just tap your order in, and they'll transfer that job to computers. Ordering your food. What's next?
Well, to continue on from the timing issue, because that's the question people want to know. When is this going to happen? And unfortunately, we can't give an exact number. And yes, the model I built was fairly simplistic, because try to model the entire economy. It's just so complex, and even with teams of people, that there's going to be errors in there. But it's pretty clear that if you've got debt service and government spending being more than total income, that just plain can't be done. And this doesn't even factor in things like the pension problems that we're having right now. I didn't even include those in my book because it's compared to the problems of Social Security and Medicare, it's much smaller. Now, most of the Social Security and Medicare problem comes later, but it's still the bigger gorilla that we're facing. So just with that simplistic, we can't do 2020 because you've got to do things like, you know, pay for food, you know, pay for transportation, utilities, you know, little things like that that, you know, people like to have to live. And if you want to see what it's like without that, check out Venezuela. And so I just kind of took a midway point, which puts us pretty much through, say that the time frame mid 2016, which is where we are, through mid 2017, just depending on how quickly that pain curve accelerates. And I believe we're going to see that go very quickly when it finally happens, because now we have these 24-hour markets run by computer, thank you very much, and it's all global. If you remember back in the Weimar Republic, they would set the exchange rate twice a day because the mark was losing ground so quickly, and people would be paid twice a day, and they'd rush down to get the most purchasing power they can. Well, with the computers today, it's going to be like an instantaneous, you know, all the time update on what the value of the currency is. So as soon as you get paid, and it'd be interesting to see if they change how companies pay, because most people it's weekly, biweekly, semi-monthly, to try and get that into a daily pay where people aren't losing most of what they worked for, that would be quite disruptive as well.
John, I was talking about the scenario when in Germany, if a person was going to have a meal at a restaurant during the hyperinflationary times in Germany, they would want to pay the bill at the beginning of the meal rather than wait till, you know, a half hour later, 45 minutes later, because the price would go up so much. And in modern times, you know, as we saw gas prices rising to, you know, about $4 a gallon here in this country, it was crazy not to fill up your tank in the morning when you went to work, because by the afternoon, the gas prices might be 5, 10, 15 cents higher. So this is kind of a disconcerting scenario that you're talking about. And we've seen it. We've seen it right here in the United States in a very small way with gas prices and food prices.
So when we come back, we'll see what Dutch Bag says about this.
Yeah. Captain John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com. Very somber tone here today. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home. and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Texas is about ready to set a new record for misconduct, sexual misconduct by teachers with their students. Looks like 188 cases last year. And one teacher got herself pregnant with a 13-year-old. Yeah. Texas. John, the morals are falling down, and this is, you know, what you're talking about with the financial markets. It's just, these are symptoms of the same problem, moral decay, the lack of a moral compass all over the country, especially in Washington and New York. Please continue.
It's like pre-war Germany all over again, and I checked out Cabaret a couple of years ago. It had been a long time since I'd seen it, and it's hard for me to watch because it's so decadent, but it does kind of paint the picture of what it was like in that time and boy, are we there. So to continue on, Deutsche Bank has this, I guess you call it a metric, profit margins peak on average about 2 years before the onset of recession. And this table, which is the last table in the article, covers that. This starts after World War II. The first business cycle is 1949 to 1953. And this isn't based on number of years. It's based on recession to recession. The current business cycle we're in started in 2009. And the peak occurred in quarter three of 2014. And you just have to keep in mind the number you're seeing there is quarters. So when you see the number eight, that's eight quarters or 2 years. And we're getting ready to reach that 2 year point. The average for since World War II has been nine quarters, the median's been eight. So, again, we can't exactly forecast times, but on average, it would say that second half of this year is when the recession would start. And regardless of when it starts, this is the one that we don't get up from because there's nothing to recover with. We are so indebted that we don't have a way of climbing out. And to overlay the political landscape as well, again, I believe that the powers that be don't want to give Trump any kind of momentum going into the election. So assuming that things go as they do and Trump is the nominee and the elections are there the first Tuesday of November, then I would think that they're going to try every trick they can to keep any kind of economic bad news from coming out until after the election. Because obviously, Hillary is the one that all the establishment wants in power. That doesn't necessarily mean they get to do that because it's not just what's happening in the United States. It's what's going on in China and the rest of the world as well. And I probably ought to switch over to gold and silver to make some points in that area. So going up from the bottom of the post, going up for silver searching, what if they demand delivery and the silver sell? Let me do the middle one of that first. And this is talking about gold. And last year, they said 2,500 ounces stood for delivery. This year, that number is 221,000 ounces. And then for June, that's jumped up to over 1.5 million ounces. If everybody demanded delivery of that gold, that would basically crash the commodity exchange known as COMEX. And, given what's going on there, you kind of wonder is that part of the financial war they're waging is to build that up so much to a point where they demand more than is physically there just to see the demise of the COMEX and give power to the Shanghai Exchange. But there's,
maybe somebody could explain to me why anyone would buy gold or silver and not take delivery, other than maybe someone getting into the market, expecting that they've got inside information, buying low, selling high, or shorting. Other than that, taking physical delivery is really simple. I buy it privately, take delivery, and everything is quiet, done, and private. Why not do that? I don't get it.
Well, there are ways of using different financial vehicles to multiply your money. Mm-hmm. And if there is a little bit of time from where the prices ramp up until the collapse, then if you're able to invest in those types, and you might not even have enough money to invest, I know I don't, you can probably do somewhere between 10 to 100 times your investment, and then you can turn around and, you know, rather quickly then take that money and put it into the land and the equipment and the education that you're going to need for what's coming. So that's, you know, one of the flip sides. And, of course, in the Wall Street world, they just care about the making money part.
John, I'm sure you've met people who have used that leverage that you're talking about, and they've done really well. And then that leverage works both ways. And then they do really, really badly and end up losing everything. Everything. I mean, everything. Way, way too dangerous for me. I don't want to be involved in that.
I was able to do that, and the way I'm able to structure it, I cannot lose more than everything.
Mm-hmm. But, talking about strips, straps, and straddles?
I don't want to mention the exact vehicle because I don't want people trying it without the education you need to do it. But like I say, there are ways of making it to where, you know, you could go down to zero, but that's as far as it can go. But the given what I was investing in and the time frame I was investing in, it was, you know, probably the worst is I might have lost maybe half if things went totally bad. On the flip side, again, when that goes up and you have to have enough time frame there for it to go up, then you have that multiplicative effect. So let's go back and talk about silver. A couple of things caught my eye this week. One is that tech manufacturers are now going direct to mining companies in search of silver because there's really not a good replacement for silver in technology. You need it for the electronics. And rather than take the risk on the middlemen, the exchange markets that we were just talking about that are, you know, controlled by the paper market, the tech companies are now wanting to get these contracts going directly with the miners and bypass that. And then we've got an article saying why China will send the price of silver skyrocketing over $100. And again, the time frame on that is hard to say exactly, but the reasoning is based on using solar energy. Making the solar cells requires silver. China installed 45 gigawatts of these cells in 2015, and they're trying to get to 1,000 gigawatts by 2030. And that's nearly five times what the world has installed today. It takes about 2.8 million ounces of silver to create 1 gigawatt of solar power. And keep in mind, these panels tend to last only 20 or 30 years, and I don't know how well they're going to be able to recycle the silver out of that. So if we assume that about 650 gigawatts will be installed worldwide by 2020 to try and do away with our use of fossil fuel, that translates into about 1 billion ounces needed by 2020. So whatever drive there is going to be to install solar energy worldwide is going to drive up silver prices at a time when everything I've seen says that production of silver has pretty much peaked. And also keep in mind, silver tends to be a byproduct, not the main product of a mine. So going to get very interesting.
John, there are many, many uses for silver, as you've been talking about. And one that is just starting to appear is door handles are now being plated with silver to prevent bacteria from spreading, because we know that silver acts as a great biocide, of course, colloidal silver. But think about that. You know, the hospital doorknobs, what a great thing to do, because how do you open a door without touching some kind of a doorknob or a door push plate, right? Captain John Reagan's with us, going into another break. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Preparers. We will be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, it looks like we're not going to finish the 66 items on today's topics for class. So John Reagan will be back with us tomorrow to teach more about these items. And we've got CJ in Missouri. Welcome.
Yes, sir. May I share several things? I used to live within communist East Germany at the height of the Cold War, 1965 to 1968. I had German classes 5 days a week. Countess Isa Durkheim at the U.S. Mission there in West Berlin, Germany. She said that in June of 1922, one U.S. dollar was equal to 500 German Deutschmarks. 6 months later, one U.S. dollar was equal to 1 trillion Deutschmarks. They were literally buying loaves of bread with Louis XVI furniture. Today, one piece would be $250,000, $500,000, $1 million. And that gives you an idea of the direction of which the United States is headed. At that point in time, communist East Germany was considered to be the absolute worst communist police state on earth. I'm sorry to say this, but the United States is far worse than that ever could be. I live there. I know. 12 other people, including a friend of mine from communist East Germany, has said the exact same thing. And all I can say is, God bless America, and God protect America.
CJ?
Yes?
I have examples of that currency that you're talking about, and from the Weimar Republic, and you're right. They were printing currency so quickly that they only printed on one side of some of the currency. And those elaborate notes and the elaborate engraving fell away to very poorly designed currency. And I have copies of that, the beautiful currency when it first started, and toward the end would look like Monopoly money.
Yes.
Got a Renton mark, which is a trillion marks, and it's
yes,
about the size of a piece of Monopoly money. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
And now the silver alloy currency that they have, the 2 marks and the 5 marks, they held their value much better than the paper carnival currency, if you will.
Yes.
And you're right, and we've heard the stories that it would take a wheelbarrow full of currency, paper currency, to buy a loaf of bread, and there was more BTU value in the currency to heat with than the value at the store. So you're absolutely right. John Reagan, your thoughts?
Yeah, and I've said it several times. You know, I'd spent 3 years, you know, at the time it was West Germany in the mid-80s, and I'd wondered how did it happen? And unfortunately, I see that answer today right here in the United States.
You're talking about ignorance. You're talking about people who are ill-informed, people who are looking at the bread and circuses, people who aren't paying attention, people on the dole, the lack of jobs, the lack of morals. Is that what you're talking about?
All of that, yes.
Yeah, class, I guess that kind of explains why our tone is so somber today. CJ, what part of Missouri are you?
West of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you finding that there are fewer jobs than is being reported as well?
Absolutely. 94 million Americans out of work.
It's a record. It's an absolute record. We've never had so many people out of work. Are you hopeful toward the future?
Well, my hope is in the Lord God, Jesus Christ. That's
I've heard
where
that
I stand. Yes. That's where my hope is.
CJ, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in today. We certainly appreciate it. Captain John Reagan, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same station, right here, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11. And this broadcast is picked up and played, tape delayed, on Republic Broadcasting. So those of you who listen on Republic, if you'd like to call in, you certainly may, live between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time. The call-in number is 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen on your telephone to the broadcast, 24-7, 605-477-3239. 49. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much, class above all. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.